I started to say something about peeing for myself, but then I saw that both of my arms were bandaged. The guy pulled back the sheets and held me while I tried to urinate. At first I couldn't. Then I managed a little. What happened?
When you remember from?
I was just inside the wood line, I said.
I don't know about that part, the brother said. All I know is that you lucky in a way, and you ain't lucky in a way. You lucky because you ain't hurt that bad. Then you ain't lucky because you ain't hurt bad enough to go back to the world.
Where'd I get hit?
You had TT shrapnel in your side, in your left leg, and a few splinters in your groin. No big thing. You had a bullet wound on your wrist, but that just did barely chip your wrist. And you had a concussion. If anything will get you back to the world, it's the concussion. Get what I mean? He left. The right hand was bandaged. And the left hand, which I thought was bandaged, just had an IV stuck in it. Some guys in bathrobes saw me awake and came over.
How you doing?
Okay, I guess.
Yeah, just take it easy,
one guy said. He had sergeant stripes on his bathrobe.
Where are you coming from?
I don't know. The valley west of Tom Key, I think.
They catching hell up there.
They say Charlie riding hogs up around Quang Tree.
Hogs?
Tanks, man.
Really?
Where the hell are the tanks coming from?
From the north through Cambodia is the word,
he said. Things are definitely getting heavy. I thought about the rumors of peace by the end of the holidays. I made myself hope that peace was still on the way. The medical facility was like heaven. We got to eat good. We went to movies. The day room was cool. Best of all, the doctors said that none of my wounds were bad.
You had a bad bruise of your breastbone.
The guy's name tag read Havison. He smiled as he talked, like he enjoyed being a doctor.
Could have been hit by something or could have been just the blast. You were lucky.
Lucky. They had a recording of a bugle that played in the morning. Everybody was shined and sharp. I hadn't realized that I wasn't until I saw the personnel around the hospital. They even had GIs tending to flowers around some of the barracks and some doing the same kinds of detail they would have been doing back in Devens or any stateside base. In the mess hall, they had Vietnamese doing KP. The ward was full of guys. Some were bandaged nearly from head to feet. Some had big lumps of bandage and tape where limbs used to be. One guy was on a kind of spit. He had been burned really bad, and they came in and turned him every 2 hours. Another guy, his name was Joe Derby, asked me to read to him. He wore dark glasses. There were scars, bad scars, on his body. He had some books and asked me to read anything I found interesting. The books were cool. I had read one of them, Platero and I, in high school. The other books were by T.S. Eliot and Steinbeck.